lot of shape. Oh, pubic hair.
Waxing.
Waxing. All these things.
No,
dyeing. Are you allowed to dye your hair? What lamaisa are you allowed to do? What lamaisa you're not allowed to do? And these shilohs come up. Now, it's a Gemara Nazir that's in Chesem and Beis. Before we go to the Gemara Nazir, I want to go to straight to the Rav Moshe. I start off with the Gemara Nazir. I brought two different Rav Moshes. So if you could turn, please, that's very nice. If you could turn, please, to the third page, Kuf Mem Dalet, Igris Moshe Yordea, Simon Pei Beis. Regarding a man taking through the mouth medicine, that the white hairs are going to go back to what they used to be.
Is there such thing? I didn't even know there is such thing.
In my life, I've not. My grandmother would say, "Heimelnish man leben." Never in my life.
I never heard that.
There's no such pill. You didn't hear like that. Okay, my grandmother didn't hear like that. You didn't hear like that.
You're a dinosaur. So.
Your test time was Tavshin, your Dalit. Yes.
What about coloring the hair? Let's say simply.
Many years ago. Marechas Kvoidoi, Milos Kvoidoi, Yadidi Arabagoin, I'm a first Marenu, Rav Sholem Yechesko Shraga, Ruben Halberstam, the Admar from Shinnev.
Shinnev
Rabbi?
Yes.
Divrei Chaim's son was Shinnev Rebbe.
Hine.
Yechesko. Yeah. You know.
The Masha Hoyre Hadras Kvoidoi, Gagoinoi, Oidois, Harafua, the Rafua. See, you are right from that. The doctors came out. Shemlechem, I say, if you take it, the white hairs go back. Arishan, the Marian, Arishan, the Shach with the black, the other with the red. The Gamkin, Osir, Mitzal, Yibash, Gever. We know it's going to be Osir because of the Yibash, Gever. Commercial Osir with Tzayvim. As we find that in Osir to go ahead and be Tzayvaya, okay, the Isa, the Shulchan Aruch. Yoredeya Simon Kuf Pepe.
What?
Your fire.
What
so
about,
basically, you toss him.
Coloring hair, simply.
If you don't talk
about that should be the same.
If you wanted to say a shear about coloring hair, you could go ahead and say I'm not. And even if I am, let me say it, please.
Okay, well then.
Thank you very much. So in Kuf Pepe, it speaks about you're not allowed to pick even one here that's white, on the black one. Because of
who's Gzeira then?
Gzeira?
That's
a
That's Isser, which has something to do with getting dressed, ripping out of white hair.
It's part of tikkunei nashim, the way women adorn themselves. It's not about the dress. It's about becoming womanish, okay? It's a Gemara in Shabbos and it's a Gemara in Matzah. No, it's a Gemara. Clear. And the Gemara says, the Shulchan Aruch Lazim Mishum Layil Bashkever. V'chein Osir L'ish L'tzboya Shechayrus. Not only are you not allowed to take it off, you're not allowed to dye it. Let me end off with the Mechaber over here. The Mechaber writes at the end, I should have brought it to you, V'chein Osir L'ish L'Stakel B'mara. It is prohibited for a man to look in a mirror.
It was not the derech. It was not the derech then.
I don't know. I don't know why I need to comment later. Honestly, I'm telling you, Emmett. Now let's look at. Now let us look at
the kior. The kior was for the woman.
Now let us look in the mirror. Okay. Now why not let us look in the mirror? Pashtus. The reason why you're not let us look in the mirror somehow. That is it's a problem of like Silvash. We'll have to understand why it's a problem with Silvash. The Ramah sticks in one thing. it's not Mamish the Ramaz, it's Talmud Va'ayin Le'il Simen Kuf Nun Vav. If you look at Simen Kuf Nun Vav about the mirror, it says that Mechaber brings down, Doylem so far following.
Yes.
Back to Cops, do you have any mirrors in your house? Good. I'll tell you something that okay, let me tell you something. I had a person who I spoke to who lived next to the Sat Mara. Rabbi Yoilish.
Mm-hmm.
He walked in once to Rabbi Yoilish, and the Rebbetzin was sitting and crying. Why? Because a man came in the house, or I think three men came in the house. I heard from the man himself. And they went in, the Rebbetzin had like two little mirrors, and they went and they broke the mirrors. The mirrors. And the Rebbe kicked them out. Who are they? I'm sorry, Kaiser. I heard from the man himself. They brought the mirror. I got the mirror. The Mechaba brings down Osir L'ish. This is, I was reading to you Kuf Pei Beis. Okay, the Mechaba is now, I'm reading now Kuf Nun Zayin. The Mechaba says, it's Osir for a man to look in the mirror, Mishum L'yobash Gever. Elam came Mishum Refuah, unless it's a Refuah, because his eyes are bothering him, or he is taking a haircut, or
medicine.
He wants to look presentable, then it's Vodder.
Or Tefillin.
Okay?
Tefillin, some people do.
Fine. Says the Ramah, this that we say it's us, it's look in the mirror, that's only in a place where it's not the Derech. But if it's the Derech, then it's Mutzit look in the mirror.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, it's very interesting, the Machaber in Kuf Pei Beis says it's us, it's look in the mirror. The Ramah does not say anything explicit. The Ramah in Kuf Nun Vav says it's Mutter if it's the regular way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now let's get back to Ramash. Ramosha says like this. The Avar Ketas, so we have this pill. Pill's going to make it that all those white hairs are going to come black. Sounds beautiful. Gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
The Avar Ketas, says Ramosha, I'm going to explain why I agree with you, Shinavarov, that it's going to be awesome to take the pill. Oh, the Hine Anidin Kan Hu. What is the style over here? In Isser Zed Layobash, if the prohibition of Layobash to Gam al Kol Tikkuni Nashim is on anything that to women, feminine, who al Etzem Maisa, the Layobash and Miskashab al Mabusha Mikashutin Shaitan Nashim, Oshay Isser who al Masha Yoytab the Tumulubash and Mikusha Kumayan Nashim. What is the Isser of Layobash? It's the act of doing women, give me the right word, adjective, women. Activities?
Feminine activities.
Okay.
Good words for you.
No, no.
Or it's not the act of adorning. It's
but looking like
it. How woman. You look afterwards.
Looking as a woman.
Is it the Maisa or is it the Taisa? Says the Igris Maisha, their name is Shual Etima Maisa, ain't lesser. If it's on the Maisa, then he's no lesser. If the act is like all womany and you're doing this and you're doing that and hanging in the hell, so then it's not usher. Why? So you're taking a pill. Pill is not an act of women-ish thing. Meaning when you're going like this and like this and like this and like this and like this, that's a very ladyish thing. Looking at hanging and busting and all those things are women. But taking a pill is not. So if it's the Maisa, so then you could take the pill. Because the Maisa of taking a pill is fine.
Only Grumma.
Right. Not only Grumma. It's no.
Women don't do
it. No. Wait. Okay, I can't say the
no,
I have to say the Vart.
Okay.
The Vart is that if it's the act of doing it, it's not about the fact that you look like a woman. It's the women are doing these type of things to themselves and they're busy with themselves. So if that's the act, so then taking the pill, there's no act of being a woman by taking a pill. If you're taking a pill, it's not very womanly. That's not what it is. But if it can be the taisa, the fact that you look like a woman, so now you did something that you look like a woman. Says Ramosha, why by Yom Nashim ain't Arsenal David Kiechas before do El Yudayt Zviya? Not only if women don't do it through taking a pill, only through dying, she ain't Arsenal Kwalk Maisa Nashim. He's not doing like any act of the nashim. Even if women do take pills, not only how you shayach lesser, you can't answer it. Kim el kichas refuah, ain't b'zem b'shem nashim, ma'isa nashim dafka. Taking a pill is not a ma'isa nashim. It's not a womany thing.
What if women took this pill to be mitzvah by themselves?
It doesn't make a difference. But the act is not everybody. Before thank that, you, Lenny. Everybody takes pills.
Taking a pill for that,
almost everybody. Depends if the doctor prescribes them. The Leishani Mishar Rafuah, it's not different than any other Rafuah. Of Emel Kichazu Shum Hekar. There's no recognizable thing when you take it. Mice and Nashim and Mice of Women, Shei Yashayach Lesser. Abel says, Ramosha, Im Neme, if you're going to say, the Hitzuah Mashayi Yoitim is there, Shum Lubush, Shum Koshit, Kamar Nashim, if you're going to say that you look like a woman, Yesh Lesser, you should answer it. Even when women don't do it like that, even the Akapanim, since Akapanim, Yim Eidah Ipinsha, who are Rishinas, the race of Lemaisa, he was a transformation. It used to be white, now Melovnais, Lashchairis, it went from white to black, from Maisa Nashim, that's the Maisa Nashim. The act of transformation from white to black is awesome. So, well,
certainly with dying, it's awesome.
The pill is dying awesome. Is for sure awesome. The question is the pill. So Ramesh is saying basically, is it the Maisa or is it
the end result?
The end result. Now, you have to be careful when you say that Hakira, because if you look at the end result by itself, okay, listen carefully, so we are the one that could be broken. Having black here is not women eat. It's transforming white to black is women eat.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you say that it's not just the act, it's what comes out. But what comes out is the transformation. So therefore, Moshe says that's enough for me when it comes to taking this pill. Clear? Everybody got it so far? Let's review what happened. There was a question. There was a certain pill that came out that if you take that pill, what it's going to do is it's going to make it that your white hairs are going to turn black. Is it us or is it not us? Well, how do you look at the idea of Leisilvash? We know Leisilvash is not just in dress. Leisilvash is doing women's feminine type of things. So if it's the Maisa, the act, so about acting like a woman, doing things, the process, if you look at the process, so then the halacha is going to be that it's mutter to take this pill. But taking a pill is not a feminine type of act. But if it's not about the pachka, about, how do you say pachka in English? There's no such word. The answer is because only pachka, right.
It's like kachka with a pay.
Makeup, make themselves up.
If it's about the pesa, what comes out, so then
later on.
I don't care what it, how you got it, if you got your hair from turned from white to black, so if it's about the pesa, that transformation itself, as Ramosha, then it's going to be awesome. Because the transformation is the fact that it's black. And again, black itself is not women. It's the transformation. It's a very hard hakira that Ramosha is saying. Very hard for me to understand. But this is what Ramosha said.
He needs this for work.
Well, we didn't. Before we get to.
What if you do the other way? What if you change from black to white? Just to be more distinguished.
So then I could tell you what really worked very well. We tried it in camp about 20 years ago. Baby powder.
Baby powder. Oh.
That's right. Very good.
But don't use the Johnson & Johnson thing. It's very dangerous.
Not black. What if you want blonde?
Seriously.
Does it stop the black or?
No. Black means color. Black means color. Black means color. Okay.
That's just weird.
Now, Vihine, Levad, so Ramesh is going to bring a proof to it, and then we're going to go immediately to the next tshuva. Vihine, Levad, Shemistavra, the Isra, Uwal Masha Yetin, he says, I understand that the Isra is the transformation, not the act. Vihine, Mashma Ktas, he says, I think it's mashma a little bit,
from the halacha of taking white hairs from the black hairs. See, the halacha, is the Gemara on Shabbos, the Gemara Makkah says, if I take out a white hair from the black hair, to usher, it's usher. Now, what does it mean that it's usher? The fact that that's the halacha shadechol l'parashu daf nashim mehedus damki and daf al yidei likud. Don't say that that halacha is only when I actually pick it. Demkin ha'ilanu la'person will ask is that. The person should have mentioned it, and the person don't say it. Fishlai mema isra real kaihu after a nation, Nigus Ali Bates via last night. If it is to actually be Malakit, which the Gemara says that Russian. So I have been said to one is Nihamasha Sasm, Avam Isra Ruk at Rakshan Nashim Light, Safka, this is Fihu Rakshan Nashim Savi Safka, Hai Little Farsh. He should have explained. So what he basically is saying is that he wants to say that from the fact that it's not just usher to go ahead and pick, it's usher to dye your hair. And when you dye, you're not dyeing a singular hair, you're just dyeing everything. Today, the women who go with streaks of red, it's not as disgusting. I don't understand these people. I don't understand what type of brain.
Red is already nice.
I'm expressing myself.
It's the year 2022.
Umestaber says the Rambam. Well, Rabbi say, let's learn the next paragraph, and then we're going to go to the next piece. So the next piece gets even more interesting. You remember we went through this? You remember this 5 years ago? Mustaber Shuzel Chiddush Rambam. He says, Mustaber, this is what the Chiddush of the Rambam is. Listen to what the Rambam says. The Rambam adds on. The Gemara says, if you pick it, that is Aser. Midairaisa, if you pick out the white here. The Rambam adds on, dying, says the Rambam, V'chinim tzava sari loike, Batur heviseh b'shem haram, the Torah brings it, Mashma shu chiddush, the chiddush, L'chirem l'chir b'shidu, Mashma m'laki. It's precious, of course, what's the difference I'm picking? Says, Rav Moshe, Abba Kavanosle, the Atma nashim nehagaz v'ayvin echor, v'ayvil kito levad, v'ayvil tzvi levad. Rav Moshe says, what's the shot that the Rambam is sticking in? Of course, dying. Why did the Rambam have to say, if you die? Who cares? What's the difference? The Gemara says, let's review. The Gemara says you're not allowed to pick out a white hair from black hair. That's what the Gemara says. The Rambam adds on, you're not allowed to dye your hair. Why does the Rambam have to say it? Pasha. Says Rav Moshe, the shot is like this. Even if the minhag is to do only one way, if the minhag is women do, they only do dyeing, or the women only do picking. The Kamakim Asurim, Ha'anashim Metavayu, men are not allowed to do both. Bein Bilakita, Bein Betzviya. Both. Meaning to say, you would have thought if the Isser is, again, the point is to bring out like this. If women only do it one way, which means they pluck it out, they don't do dying, never happened. Women don't do dying, so a man could say, let me dye my hair. And it's okay. Let's say before, there's no such thing that before dyes came out, because your dyes were always there. But let's make believe before dyes came into the world. So what? How do women do it? They plucked out their hair. They pluck out their hair, that's a woman's thing. And that means if a man dies, his hair, the chayra, it should
okay,
be mutter.
It's
okay.
It's not a woman.
It's not a woman thing. But if the mitzvah is if the problem is the toisah, the man, the transformation. So I don't care which way you do it. The point is, if you're changing from white to black, that's where the problem is. Says the Moshe, the Rambam is adding on to show you that the issur is not the act of the women being pashkening.
It's the end result.
It's the end result. The point is that you don't have white here. And he says that's why the Rambam brings attention.
You know that men weren't always doing it
also.
And they weren't. About
picking it. That question that you asked me is a very, very good question. I'll tell you why that question is such a good question. Because we're going to find out that there's going to be a very big hefter. When it comes to, there's going to be a very big heter if men do it as well. Let me tell you something very interesting. That
the flocking or the...
I'm going to review the Shulchan Aruch to bring it, and then we'll go to the next Ramesha. Let me ask a question. How do we know that men didn't always do it as well? So let me read you what the Shulchan Aruch says. This came from the Gemara Nazir. The Gemara Nazir said like this. So the Shulchan Aruch says, Hamavir Sar, this is again in Kuf Pei Beis 182 in Yeradeh. Hamavir Sar Beis HaShefi or Beis HaErev. Somebody takes off the underarm here or the pubic here. Makanoisi Makas Vardas. We, even with the scissors, we bang them up. The Medmar Murim says the Shulchan Aruch Nark, and this is the most important part. The Makan She'in Mavirin Oisei El Nashim, only women do it. Why? Because traditionally, sakanas mitik and nashim, not to be like a woman. Avol the makir sham evirun arutzay gama nashim. If men also do it, im heavier im makin. I say if he does it, we don't hit him. That's what the chaver says. It seems like from the chaver, don't do it. We're not going to hit you. Come on the ramah, ba'afil lechatchila shari. Lechatchila also. It's mutter.
You're saying because they were doing it as well.
If men also do it, then there's absolutely no issur.
But how did they start to do it if it was us?
Okay, true. I'll tell you what.
It became a fad.
One second. The Ramah brings down, except the Talmid Chacham, they hold themselves back from doing it. Even if people do it. Come along with
the men in general or Jewish men?
This is what Dr. Kamsik and Arya are saying. And he says that the preacher writes near the rest of Lamer Anoshim Goyim. The Chivin, the Nog, will made him a minute who does come. We learn from Lamer Chum. Okay? And then he says maybe it's Yisrael, because once people start doing it, we're not going to be much. Okay, but Lamaita, we say, even Goyim. This is shaving. Shaving your underarm here, or your pubic here, your private part here, whatever it is. That's where the Shulchan Aruch brings down the heter that it's going to be mutter to go and do it because that's the minhag.
Because the men did it.
Because men also do it.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the problem. This is halacha aleph. However, in halacha vav, the mechaber brings down the prohibition of plucking your hair. So let's understand what's going on over here. We started off with our Moshe about taking a pill, and he had a lamda shazach about how the whole concept works of like silvash, if it's the mitzvah or if it's the pesach. That was one thing. We also spoke about two different acts of like silvash. One is plucking white hairs from the black hairs. That was one prohibition. Then we spoke about dyeing your hair. That's back in the same thing, a hair thing. And that was brought down in Halacha Vav in Shulchan Aruch. Halacha Aleph in Shulchan Aruch speaks about
underarms and private parts.
Shaving. And when it came to the underarms and the private part shaving, Vir Shulchan Aruch clearly states, along with the Ramah, if the minig is to do it, that what men do it, it is mutter even l'chatchila. So for example, today, men shave their legs. So if you ask me straight Halacha, there is mutter. He's going to say they're not men, they're women. Okay.
So if you're saying that you allowed to shave the underarms because that was the minig, certainly dying was a minig.
The problem with this is that when it comes to halacha vav, Shulchan Aruch does not bring down the heter of the heter that it's the minig of men to do it. You're allowed to do it. Shulchan Aruch does not bring it down.
Now it is.
And the Ramah doesn't bring it down. So it's a very big the question is why not?
Lenient vote. What's that talking
if
about?
If it's the minhag of men to do it. But, and the poskim are not matter. And the question is why not? Why when it came to here
under the arms,
no problem. Minhag for the men to do it. Why is here different? Again, let's ask the Shiloh one more time. When it came to shaving, women's private, all that stuff, the stuff that women do, that, the halacha is that if the minute for men to do it, men are allowed to do it as well. This is straight mechaber arama. But when it came to dyeing your hair and taking out white hairs,
that's negro.
That, the halacha is, it's going to be usher, and rama does not bring down if the minute is to do it, you're allowed to do it. And the question is, why not? And we see from Ramosha, no such thing. In the time of Ramosha, men used to dye their hair.
That's because it's open, it's revealed, and you're going to say you're doing what a woman does. No one's going to know your underarms or your private. I hope.
So what's not going to
be? But then shaving would also be a problem.
Okay, so hold on a second.
According to you, shaving would be a problem, because it's open.
Shaving is not what a woman does on a face. A woman doesn't
shave. No, but she has a clear. Again, it goes.
So again, let's go back to the Hakira.
You look like a woman.
You're like, oh my God. We're going to
Shaila. Okay. Is shaving his face or looking like a woman?
Sorry, I sort of ignored your shot. Why? I thought it's a little okay. I'll tell you why. Because you decided, you made a hanukkah that the whole Isilbash is something about other people. Mehechatesi. Mehechatesi.
What is
that?
Mehechatesi. What is the purpose? Well, it's the whole thing of Isilbash is based on the woman.
No, it's not.
No, what is it based on?
I don't know, the act of looking like a woman, not showing it all.
Now,
the truth is, it's not, I hear you. I'm regretting that I said it and ignored it, because I hear you.
Isn't the pashat pshat of the Isser just you shouldn't wear the clothing?
You might mix, the idea is you might mix like a woman.
Okay,
you might,
so we have.
You might Rashi. Mix together, what?
Yeah,
okay, so we have
a long beard. I'm gonna.
We have the Chakira for Ramosha about taking the pill, right? We have a Chakira for Ramosha about taking the pill. The Olam here, the Chakira.
Yes.
Yes? Far. Let's go. This was in Yerodea Aleph. This was in Yerodea Aleph Simon Pei Beis. Now, if you look in Yerodea Beis, and that's in Simon Samach Aleph, that's the next page, next two pages, meaning it should say Pei Tes on the top.
Hey, Gimel?
Pei Tes on the top. Simon Samach Aleph. Do I don't see that?
Yeah. What page? Kofman Hey?
No, the next one after that. And the next two is somebody wrote back to Rav Moshe. Who? Rav Moshe Bit.
Ooh. Originally from the Bronx.
And
seen the number.
Option paper.
6 years later, some Rav Bit wrote to Rav Moshe. And Rabik said to Rav Moshe that he, by the way, he calls him a goyin hamafursim. That's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
So he, that turns to Tzadi. Tzadi is where the tshuva starts. Listen to what Rav Moshe says. He can't learn the whole thing. We can learn a couple of minutes. Hine, the last page on in the sheet, the last one. He says, like,
look in the mirror, isn't it?
He's talking about looking in the mirror. So he says, Rav Dick wrote to Rav Moshe that looking in the mirror is Layul Bashkeva. So my first assumption is Kufnimba. That means like this. So Chanoch brings down that it's usher for a man to look in the mirror. So Chanoch brings down. Now, we already brought down in Simon Kufnun Vav. We already brought down in Simon Kufnun Vav that it's, if it's the way women go, it's going to be mutter, right?
Amen.
But so Chanoch starts off as the Gemara Navai Dezara that it's usher for a man to look in the mirror. In those days when men didn't look in the mirror, usher to look in the mirror because it's lo yobash. Okay? So he says like this. Afshe ein yoytim is a shum tikun shal shoyt. Elu l'stak l'ero is ma'fasa. L'koshta. Alma is who al etim ha'maita shoyt ha'nasha. Fret for a bit to Ramosha. You're telling me, Ramosha, that the Isser is not the act, the pashkening?
Well,
the pashkarai? What is it?
What to be look like a woman.
Says Rabbit to Ramosha, I'll tell you a nafkamina. You know what a nafkamina is? Looking at a mirror. Looking at a mirror, you're not doing anything. You're just looking. And the Gemara says, looking in a mirror is also because of Leo Bash. Again, not in today's day because everybody does it. That's Rabbit to Ramosha. That's just a Pashka act. Because you're not changing anything. You're just looking in the mirror, looking in the mirror, looking in the head. Nothing's changing.
Mm-hmm. But you may change something.
So Ramosha, this is what he wrote to Ramosha. So that's why he's shy to Aser even looking in the mirror. That's also from the act that the women do. They lay the echel eskasha to see how she should adorn herself. That's part of it. So he's asking a Ramosha. Ramosha, you said that taking a pill is also because we look at the transformation, not the Ashton, not the Pashkin. So then why is it also talking in the mirror? According to this, looking in the mirror and like looking, wow, I look so good, should be mutter. Why? Why should it be mutter? Because is there any transformation happening?
No.
There's no change happening. No, come on. Looking at mirror is an Oscar and mutter, Medina the Gemara Aryeh. What does the Gemara say? Oscar. Now, if the point is a transformation happening, is there any transformation with the woman looking in the mirror? No. They look in the mirror, they look in the next mirror, they look in the next mirror.
But they're going to do something. You same thing. There is an act.
You might change himself. You might change himself
because saying that
of that. That's what you're saying.
The outcome of what you know is myself. That's the outcome. I'm seeing myself. It's like if I move the mirror up,
you might change yourself. You might beautify yourself.
What is it? Well, we're not talking about the fact that the women are doing pashkening is dumb. Is a man pashkening is in itself an iser d'gazak. Looking in the mirror is usher. Looking in the mirror. Why is it usher looking in the mirror?
But he says,
because it's a lady thing.
He says, maybe
Ramosha, but there's no transformation at all happening. Just the looking is usher. Why looking usher?
Men do it too.
Today men do it. Again, I'm not here to that's
no,
not
but
true.
That's
I'm talking about in the London.
But maybe they're going to end up doing something.
They're
going
to...
For a Marcus holding,
he's gonna beautify himself.
No, but the issue is you're saying it's because they're gonna end up doing something. For a Marcus not understanding that when the Gemara says usher to look, it's usher to look. Because women look in mirrors. Men don't look in mirrors. Why do men look in the mirror? Let them look whatever they want to look like. Looking in the mirror is a women thing to do. Says Ramosha,
like,
if the issue is because you're making a transformation.
It's only on your
If the issue is making a transformation, then you're not making any transformation. You're not making any transformation. So therefore, obviously, the issue is the pashkin. Oh, so you're pashkining, you're looking. This is what Ramosha says. This is what Rabik asked Ramosha. Says Ramosha, it's not true. Abel Hokam the Dachot Tuba. Says Ramosha, no, this is very schwer. Why? Lahakshav estakos amar lemaisa kshoit. Looking is considered an action. Kimshav emaisa estakos asma lekashim kshoit. There's no doing. Looking is doing anything, it's not.
But the Gemara said you can't even look.
Umaytim ba'alma, oh. So wait, let him finish. Umaytim ba'alma, shayis nashu, ma'alay nashu. A woman does an act that's usher. No, it's not an act. It's being mamish feminine. So says Ramosha to Rebbe, you're wrong. Let me tell you why it's usher to look in the mirror. And this is where Ramosha, only Ramosha can say such a thing what he's about to say. We're by the Vilchain, it's nine lines from the top, 10 lines on top. The first word on the line. 12. Vilchain Tzorachim. There's Taklus Ba'atmoy Shezeh Mara Shemakpidus Al-Shem. When you look, it shows that you're makpid on your clothes, on your body. You want to look good. Who in your chashivas is a certain act of chashivas. The kshoit. Shederach Nashim Ustabeach Bezeh. Women. It's a derech for them to go ahead and praise themselves. The nimta sheh stakos levad b'amara, looking at a mirror, shezeu achipus b'agav, looking at your body, b'abgadim, emhim ba'ifin ha'yosa, u'machshev ha'isha v'shayim yofa m'kushetet. It makes the women look beautiful, have a name of being beautiful. V'chvi ma'ashe marbo v'stakos b'amara, the more you look at a mirror, hashivusa b'yofi, m'shrabe u'mishabashchoyt ha'isha v'yofi l'vashto, says Rav Moshe something that is, I can't, every time I look at it, I don't know what he means to say. Rav Moshe says like this. The reason why you're not allowed to look at a mirror is because women look at a mirror. And you know why women looking at a mirror is a woman thing? Not just the act of looking in the mirror. It's the more they look at the mirror, the more people say, wow, she is such a beautiful person. She is so beautiful. She is so into looking at the mirror. It's the act of her looking at a mirror creates a certain persona.
Persona, yeah.
That she's the type of person that looks at a mirror.
But how do people know she's looking at the mirror?
Look what Ramosha wrote.
To look good.
Imeres Aleha.
What?
Imeres Aleha. They say on her. Jameis Eitzel Amara that she stands next to the mirror, cock for cock, man. This amount of
who knows that?
That's what people say about the woman.
because they're making themselves look
beautiful. They catch up on a lady. Oh, you're the lady. When a lady looks at a mirror, oh, you're that lady that looks at the mirror. You're that lady that's
not
a phrase.
Is that a phrase?
Oh, you're looking at
the mirror.
People look
in the mirror all day long, so they're ugly anyway.
I put on a necktie, for example. I don't know if it's centered.
You see what I'm actually saying?
So I look in the mirror to make sure that my necktie is centered.
Yeah. That's it. You see just what Ramesh is saying?
It does.
Ramesh is saying that it's considered not the action is not looking. The action is what stature of how ladyish you are, is how much you look in the mirror. Wow, that's how ladyish she is. That's how feminine she is. It's a high art of her femininity. And therefore, that is a transformation because it gives you a certain stature. And therefore, a man who looks at the mirror a lot. So that's what type of person he is, not the action.
Can I look at the mirror to make sure I'm going out presentable?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
But here's the thing. A woman
but that's not what the again,
I don't understand Ramesh.
Yeah. My necktie should be centered. I don't see. Sometimes I don't see that it's
well,
properly
centered.
Well,
no.
And he brings the raya. Let me finish because what you just asked is written. It's not written word for word. We have 2 minutes. As we see that it's mutter to take a yekel from a guy when you're looking in the mirror. Why? That means even in the time that nobody ever looked in the mirror, you're allowed to look in the mirror when a guy's giving you a yekel. Mitam Shapir Shrashi Baba Yadar Dafoktet, the Saber Akum, because Akum is going to think, the human Sharei Bemara, the race of Mistapur Yasa, meaning to say, the guy is going to see, ooh, you're looking in the mirror. Hashavu Mistyar Laharga, in those days, you know, how do they do haircuts? With razors. So you know what all the guy needs to do?
Lift the throat.
Very fast. Very quick. So the Gemara over there says you're allowed to look in the mirror because when you look in the mirror, it gives you a certain type of stature. The guy's like, wow, he's the type of guy who looks
so
in the mirror.
So you're watching what he's doing,
huh? He's the type of guy. No.
No?
Not watching. He's saying that he's a chashev guy.
The guy doesn't want to kill a chashev guy. He'll kill a low. The guy says, oh, low life, fine. Chashev guy is afraid of doing it. He's afraid of killing him. Says Ramesh, we see over here, looking in the mirror gives you prestige and stature. Amad, after the status of Vaz, serving the love, Shul Chashev. Even just looking makes you look chashiv, even if you don't say anything. To the barber, people look at you and people are like, wow, this guy has it. Even though afterwards, even if you see afterwards that he's not machlis, even if you don't see, you see, he doesn't care about the haircut. You're acting like the chashuv people. Hashein oisik atayel from the stakul samara. Hazina says Ramesh, the stakul samara. Hashem mashes who the stakul mar who are yirak b'shul hatayelas. Even though you're looking at because you want to fix yourself up, sheish mazel leid the machatzer or meila machmas she mazel nikkur shu mechapes b'aguf. God will talk to Yisrael al yevi to any chashiv is not the stakul vad any chashiv. So Ramesh says this is what Ramesh wants to say. Ramesh wants to say that looking in a mirror. I told the oilam that it's going to be a crazy Ramesha. I told the oilam it's going to be a crazy Ramesha. I wasn't joking. I said this is from the craziest Ramesha I ever saw.
I told.
Wait. I have to be able to finish.
I said before that you could see a different reason. That if you look in the mirror, then ineffective watches that you basically should touch it in the wrong place.
Ramesha over here is saying that we see from here that the issue is even by a mirror. Is it so? It's not just about looking at the mirror. That means in the times of Chazal, when a man wanted to look in the mirror, he wanted to look at the mirror one time, so he needed to do something. He was absolutely no issur. Even if it wasn't the derech for men to look at the mirror, the man wanted to look at the mirror because he needed to look at something. He was no issur. Even then, the issur was the looking in a way that people are going to look at you like a mirror looker. This is an unbelievable condition. Now.
I don't get that.
Now,
they're very tough to digest.
We have very tough to digest. Now, there's a few riots we're going to bring to Ramay. We're going to bring a few riots to Ramay, yeah? The Mirtasha maybe next week. But let's review what we did. We brought down the shayla that Ramay had with the pills. Is it the action of Tashkini, or is the end result of the transformation? We brought down the Shulchan Aruch that spoke about shaving the underarm here and the pubic here. The Shulchan Aruch says if it's a minute for men to do it, it's mutter. Shulchan Aruch does not say that if it's a minute for men to dye their hair, Shulchan Aruch does not say it's mutter, even if it's a minute of the men to dye their hair. We asked why doesn't the Shulchan Aruch say that? We also brought down the question that Rav Bik asked Rav Moshe. That Rav Bik asked, what about looking in the mirror? Looking in the mirror is not making any transformation. And we answered Rav Moshe's huge walking chiddush. Now, Mr. Shem, next week, maybe we could do all the practical cases and shaving, razor, what yet, what not, nail polish, manicures, pedicures, toupees, and all those things. Mr. Shem will say next week.
Mandy Petty.
It's become more common today. The two is sponsored by Shua Cat.
Shua Shalema, Moshe Ben Sharon Achaya.
Moshe Ben Sharon Achaya, Shua Shalema. Speaking of the time, Mr. Shnema, the Nechokes, the Manchitkoi, and the Terebiyadu, 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 and